You're now listening to MindRightRadio.com, the only place to get inspiration and motivation all day, every day.
There are too many people out here chasing a bag. And when you chase a bag, the bag's gonna run from you. What you need to do is chase people. Who are you? What skills do you have? What problem do you solve? And if you can solve that problem, the more people you solve that problem for, the more money you will make. You know, Jim Rohn says, you know, work for the job that you want, not the one that you have. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, it was always taking a step ahead, right? And so, and even as an entrepreneur, though, I think what people are always in a space of, I'm only gonna do what I'm being paid for. I say in everything you do, even as an entrepreneur, you should over-deliver, always, right? Because what happens is, when I was a teller, I was over-delivering. I was doing customer service. When I was customer service, I was over-delivering. I was being a personal banker. When I was a personal banker, I was over-delivering. I was acting like I was the manager, right? What happens is, now, number one, just from an energetic perspective, because I'm a big believer in the law of attraction, from an energy perspective, I'm being what I want to be. Right? I'm not waiting until I have multi-millions in my account to be a multi-millionaire. I'm a multi-millionaire right now. I move and walk and talk like a multi-millionaire. You gotta be it first. Because once you be it, the universe, you confuse the universe like, yo, what's up? Yo, this dude, yo, what's up with this dude? He moving like a multi-millionaire. He got no million. Yo, hurry up. Let's put some millions in the account. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you gotta confuse the universe. Universe is like, yo, this dude is a teller and he's moving like a no, let's get Let's move some things around and get him this position. Yo, he's a personal banker and he's moving around like he run the bank. Nah. We need to open up some spots to give him what he rightly deserves, because that's how he's moving. You know what I'm saying? And so that's how I got promoted so fast. Yo, I'm moving.
The podcast just started. Calm down. Save some for the end.
My fault.
Save some for the end.
My fault.
It's getting too crazy.
There are too many people out here chasing a bag. And when you chase a bag, the bag's gonna run from you. So funny, because the other day I was reading. So my first book came out in 2009, right? It's called Mind Right, Money Right, 10 Laws of Financial Freedom. You know, the other day on page 48, so y'all can see I'm not jacking moves, right? I was a banker when I wrote that book, and in page 48, I was a banker when I wrote that book. Page 48, I have my definite chief aim, right? What I was going to accomplish. Yo, I read that the other day. I'm at 80%. 80%. And so, write it and make it plain, right? And so I'm saying that, yeah, you could move timid, but the reason why you moving timid, because you don't understand who you are. If you knew who you are, if you understood your power, right, and not to get, you know, all godly and spiritual, but I believe I'm God, right? Little G, greatness on display. I'm made in the image and likeness of God. And so if God can have everything, why can't I have everything? If I'm made in the image and likeness of God, then I'm that. And so what's happening is that entrepreneurs, non-to-fathers, people who are not living their best life, they're not asking. They asking timid. They saying, I'm not sure. So universe say, okay, your wish is my command. So I'm gonna show you why you're not sure. So I'm not gonna give you nothing to make you sure. Your wish is my command. But for the people who walk that walk, like, yo, this is me. I got this. Universe says, okay, wish is my command. You do got this. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like, you know, it's something that people need to understand. You got to know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Whether you believe in God, Allah, Buddha, whatever it is, whatever you believe in, you have to understand that you were made in the image and likeness of God. And your job on this earth is to display God. It's to demonstrate God. Greatness on display. G-O-D. G-O-D. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I like these mics is floating because them joints would drop. You know what I'm saying? My man.
You know what I'm saying?
So how do we develop that? Okay, because it's easy to say it.
Yeah. Depression happens because you keep looking back. Anxiety happens because you're looking too far forward. All I'm telling you is to stay right here in the now, right? And I'm gonna give you this analogy that I love all the time, right? So I don't drive without Waze. So Waze is a navigation app, right? I don't drive without Waze because Waze, you put your address in where you wanna go, and Waze already knows what's happening in the traffic sphere. And so if it's telling me to take I-20, and I know normally I would take I-285, there's a reason why Waze is telling me to take I-20, because it might be packed on I-285. And so I'm going to listen to Waze, right? But let's say I don't listen to Waze. Let's say I go however way I want to go. I go to I-285, and I get stuck, right? Waze is not going to take me back where I started and tell me how to get to where I'm going. It's going to recalculate it from where I am currently, right? And so I think what people do is the people who had the bad relationships, the people who had all these bad experiences, they keep replaying this negative thing in their head. They keep trying to start over. They keep trying to backtrack and figure out, where did I go wrong? Where did I do this left turn? Why would I do this way? And then they try to reroute themselves from the past, when that don't even exist no more. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care where you're from. I don't care who you know, right? There's nothing you can do to bring back the past, right? And even if you do everything that you think you're supposed to be doing, there's nothing you can do to control the future. And so I just live in day-tight compartments. I'm telling every single person that hears the sound of my voice, I need you to live in day-tight compartments. What does that mean? That means, where do you want to go? Don't tell me about what happened in the past. Don't tell me about what mistakes you, I don't care about none of that. Right now, today, where do you want to go? Put in that destination and just move in day-tight compartments. Why is that, right? Because at the end of the day, even when tomorrow comes, it's still today. And so if all you do is the best that you could do today, everything else is gonna work out. You know what I'm saying? And I also believe, again, I said I'm a big believer in the law of attraction. It's about awareness, right? You get what you are aware of, right? There are people right now, as we speak, who are aware of how many jobs have been lost. They're aware about how many, how bad the economy looks and the outlook. They're aware of that, right? They focus on that. They focus on how many people died from COVID. They're aware. And guess what happens? They're stuck in doom and gloom because their awareness of that. Then there's another side of people who are aware of how many millionaires were made during this time. They're aware about all the great opportunities that exist right now. They are aware that this is the best time to be alive because there's a wealth transfer happening right now. They're aware of that. And that awareness is what's allowing some people to crush it. I'm talking about crush. Yo, I had a friend call me. I said, yo, Ash, yo, I'm $18,000 away from having $1 million in my account. He said, yo, I'm $18,000. Yo, in the pandemic. He said, yo, and this is a business that he didn't even have pre-pandemic, mm-hmm. right? And so there are people who are killing it, who are crushing it.
100%.
But it's about awareness, though. And so for the person, right, what Henry Ford says, so, you know, there's those who think they can and those who think they can't, and they're both right.
100%.
And so there are people right now, and honestly, it's not even my job to convince those people, right? I'm not in that business. I'm not in the business of trying to convince people that if you focus on doom and gloom, you'll get doom and gloom. If you focus on abundance, you'll get abundance. What my job is to display God, right? Greatness on display. And so the way I teach is I show you. I don't gotta tell you. I'ma show you. I'ma say, yo, right? Like, I got 3 television deals, bro. Like, as we speak. Right? Like during the pandemic, these companies are reaching out. They like, yo, we want you on television. I wrote that 12 years ago though too. It's in the book. Go to My Right Money, Right Tellers of Financial Freedom, page 48. I wrote that 12 years ago, right? And how did those opportunities come? Because I'm aware that abundance is my birthright. I don't accept nothing else. I don't hear you. If somebody's talking about doom and gloom, I don't understand that. I don't speak that language.
And
so I would tell anybody who's having that, and it's not me poking fun at it. It's not me making light of it. It's reality. Reality is what you focus on, period. Right? If you're sick and you're focusing on your sickness, you're not gonna get healthy.
100%.
If you broke and you focus on being broke, you're not gonna get wealthy. You need to focus on what you want. If you sick, focus on wellness. Don't hang out other sick people. If you sick, stop hanging around sick people.
Yeah.
If you sick, go find some healthy people, some people who are working out, some people who are healthy, vibrant. Hang out with them. Don't go to a nursing home and see a 70-year-old who's on their deathbed. Watch a 70-year-old who's doing pull-ups.
Yeah.
Right? Cause now you're like, wait, hold on. Alright, so let me move in that faction. If you broke right now, stop hanging around with people who broke. Start hanging out with dudes that are making it happen. Dudes that don't make no excuses. Dudes who are, you know what I'm saying? And because the awareness of that. How can I unsee that? How can my man hit me and tell me he's $18,000 away from being a millionaire, having $1 million cash money in his account? I can't unsee that. I can't unhear that. There are too many people out here chasing a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And when you chase a bag, the bag's gonna run from you.
Awesome.
What you need to do is chase people. Who are you? What skills do you have? What problem do you solve? And if you can solve that problem, the more people you solve that problem for, the more money you will make.